Is anyone among you in trouble? Let them pray. Is anyone happy? Then let them sing songs of praise. Is anyone among you ill? Let them call the elders of the church to pray over them and anoint them with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will make the sick person well. The Lord will raise them up. If they have sinned, they will be forgiven.
Oh, nice to meet you. My name is Chloe and I'm based in Swansea. And I work for my local church, Cornerstone Church, as the student worker. And I also head up Alpha across Wales, which is loads of fun. And also, I'm currently doing a part-time PhD in healing miracles. So I'm researching what people say when they talk about a healing miracle in Wales. And I've currently collected over 600 testimonies of people being healed in the last 1 year, 2 year, up to 5 years. And yeah, currently analysing that. So nice and busy, which is fun. But yeah, hello, nice to meet you if I haven't met you before. And today we're actually going to be talking about healing. So I just want to kick off with a couple of stories. So a couple of weeks ago, we were on Zoom, and one of the girls on our Zoom chat, she's 21, she's in our church, she had an exam the next day, and she said, oh, please will you pray for me? I think I've got shingles. I had a rash all over my stomach, and I'm in loads and loads of pain, and I just can't concentrate on revising for my exam, because I'm in so much pain. So I rang the doctor, and they said, it sounds like shingles, please will you pray? So there and then over Zoom, we said, yeah, of course, you know, just pray this prayer after us. Jesus, please heal me now. We said, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. We said, how is it feeling? So she looked in the mirror, looked at the rash on her stomach. She was like, oh my goodness, it's completely gone. The rash completely disappeared. All the pain went. She was able to focus on her revision for her exams. And another quick story for you. A couple of weeks ago, we were in church pre-lockdown, and we were doing a church service, and we were live streaming. This is just a couple of weeks ago now. We were live streaming, and someone was watching it at home, and she wasn't able to come to church because she was really, really sick and was throwing up. And we prayed for healing there and then in the meeting. And we said, even if you're at home, you know, place a hand where it hurts right now. She put her hand on her belly. And she said, Jesus, please heal me now. And we said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. And she said, just before we prayed, she felt like she was about to be sick. But as we prayed, all the sickness went. And she'd been sick for days. And in that moment, she was completely healed. So God wants to heal. He can heal. And some of you listening to this today, you might just get healed listening to the stories. So I really want to encourage you right at the start now, if you have any pain in your body, just put a hand where it hurts. Just say, Jesus, heal me now. And I really believe that some of you will get healed today. But first of all, I want to take you back to when you learnt to drive. So if you can drive, I want to take you back to your driving lessons. Have a little think now. What were your driving lessons like? Were they nerve-wracking? Did you love it? What was your instructor like? Did it take you like 7 times to pass your test? Or were you one of those people that passed first time? I was a second time passer. But for me, when I learnt to drive when I was 17, it was quite an experience. Not just because I was trying to figure out how to learn to drive and gears and the road and the car, but also it was my first experience of praying for someone personally on my own for healing. So when I grew up seeing healing all the time. It was totally normal for me. I remember being maybe 4 or 5 years old and in church colouring on the floor and seeing a lady in our church who had been in a wheelchair for as long as I could remember as a little child. She got healed and I literally can remember her now sprinting around the building, like jumping over me, running around the building. I remember my mum, she had a really, really bad neck, and we would run to cuddle her and she'd be like, my neck, my neck. She was paralysed from the left side down, so more than just a bad neck. And one day she got prayer and she was completely healed. And also, she also had a really bad sickness thing. She was lactose intolerant and we couldn't eat in restaurants and she was really sick and she would just eat one thing that was slightly off and she'd be ill in bed for weeks. And again, one day someone prayed for her in church And she was really sick. I could see she was like shaking and shivering. She was so ill. And in that moment, she was completely healed. And she went home and I remember she ate. I remember her pouring shreddies and milk on the shreddies. And now milk would just make her be sick for weeks. And I remember thinking, oh no, Mum, she's about to be ill. I remember her eating her bowl of shreddies and being completely fine. So, yeah, I also remember being sat around the dinner table as a child and the phone going and it being the car mechanic that my dad had seen that day who was in loads of pain and him saying, oh, Julian, I've been healed, and dad telling these stories around the dinner table. So I grew up where healing was so normal, but learning to drive was the first time that I actually prayed for someone. So I remember getting in the car a little bit nervous, 17, and my driving instructor explaining the gears and first gear and you know the jazz. And then she said, oh, one thing though, please be very careful with braking. Please don't brake too hard and please don't go over any speed bumps because I'm in agony with my back. I thought, well, that's going to be a bit of a disaster first lesson because I'm sure I'll probably stall or brake at some point. And I said, well, in my church, we pray for people all the time and they get healed. Can I pray for you? She went, oh, okay, go on then. So I just put my hand on her shoulder and I said, in the name of Jesus, back be healed, receive your healing now. And she turned to me and she said, oh my goodness, all my back is, it just feels like heat all the way up my back. And for that driving lesson, the pain completely went and I stalled about 10 times and she was in no pain. So that was my first experience of praying for someone. But I remember every single week then in my driving lessons, it just opened up the opportunity to talk to her about faith. She was asking questions about church and my faith and healing and Jesus, and being able to pray for her using that method of prayer for healing meant that it just opened up that conversation of faith. And I remember that Christmas I was able to invite her to our Christmas service, which she came to and she loved and really enjoyed. And just praying for healing just opened up that doorway of a conversation. And it opened up my eyes to what living a supernatural life can be like. How we can be filled with the Spirit each day and then live it out practically in a very ordinary, everyday way. It showed me what is revealed in the Bible, that mission and healing go hand in hand. And it opened my eyes to the opportunities to talk about Jesus because of healing. And I'm utterly convinced that one of the best ways to witness to people and show them that God is real and that he loves them and cares for them is doing mission through healing. And to live our lives in a supernatural way and show the reality that God can have in people's lives. Acts 1, chapter 1, verse 8 says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, through Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When we receive the Holy Spirit, it's not just a gift for ourselves to enjoy personally and encourage our own faith, but the power of the Holy Spirit means we become witnesses and we can tell everyone everywhere about Jesus, and healing is crucial to this. Why? Well, it's because that's what Jesus did. The Gospels are full of healing miracles and signs and wonders. And when we look at Jesus' life and how he lived, nearly every page of the Gospels are covered in stories and testimonies of how Jesus healed the sick. It is so clear he healed people all the time. It's not just an occasional feature of his ministry, but virtually every page, right from the start of his ministry, he healed the sick. In Matthew 4, verse 23 to 25, it says this. Jesus travelled throughout the region of Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. News about him spread as far as Syria. And soon, people began bringing to him all who were sick, and whatever their sickness or disease, or if they were demon-possessed or epileptic or paralysed, he healed them all. Now, this just wasn't an occasional feature of his ministry, but it was a key feature and also a key to the early church. It wasn't just for Jesus and his ministry, but you can see in Acts and the New Testament, the early church also healed the sick and showed God's power through healing the sick. And this is what we see in today's passage in James, that James is encouraging the church to heal the sick and pray for one another. It says this in James 5, verse 13 to 16. Are any of you suffering hardships? You should pray. Are any of you happy? You should sing praises. Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Now, across Wales, we have seen hundreds and hundreds of people healed in a really normal way. We're seeing more people healed than not at the moment. And this is happening inside the church, outside the church, with adults, with children, with students, with teenagers. At the end of our church services, we would always offer prayer. We say, anyone who's in pain, come to the front. This is pre-COVID. Whereas even online now, we say, you know, put a hand where it hurts. And just before COVID, maybe in February, a lady in our church came forward at the end of a service and she had arthritis all over her body. And I prayed for her, just simply said, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing, body be healed. And she was able to move and felt comfortable and had freedom from that arthritis. There was one of our students who had her hip joint had rolled back, and so she was in constant pain with her back, and she had to wear like special shoes to help her walk and be out of pain. And when I prayed for her, I said, in the name of Jesus, you know, back be healed. And she said, oh, did you just push me then? And I said, no. And she said that I usually can feel the hip point sticking out, but it literally has rolled back in. And from then on, she felt no more pain. And not just Christians in church, but outside of church, people are getting healed too. I remember I used to work in Burger King as a part-time job, which was fun. And there was a lady in the staff room who had really bad knee pain, and she was on her feet all day and she was complaining. And I said, well, I go to a church where we pray for people to be healed. Can I pray for you? She's like, oh, go on then. So there and then in the staff room, people in and out, I just said, in the name of Jesus, receive your healing. And she was healed and she was able to go back to her shift pain-free. There was a lady at the pub. We run the Alpha course at our local pub. And there was a lady who came who had really bad back pain, and she had sciatica. She had been off work sick with it. And so we prayed for her in the pub, and she felt a warmth all the way up her back. And the next day she was able to go back to work. Jesus healed her. So in church, outside church, God is healing. And I want to encourage you today that this is something you can step into. You don't have to wait till COVID is over or till you feel more of like a professional Christian. God wants to use you to heal the sick, to show his power, to talk about him and your faith to those around you. Because Jesus has commissioned us to heal the sick. In Matthew 18, it says, then Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, therefore go. He's talking to his disciples and he's also talking to us. All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, therefore you go. So how do we do it? How do we go and follow Jesus's commission and heal the sick? Well, we do it like Jesus did. And these are just two top tips to help you learn how to heal the sick and start straight away. So number one, on the go. Jesus healed on the go. When we look at his ministry, Jesus healed in the synagogue, on the hillside, in the street, in someone's house, in the city, in the countryside. So for you, wherever you find yourself in life, whether it's with your neighbour or at work or in the gym or on your look or on your daily walk or in the staff room, wherever you find yourself, do it on the go. You don't have to be in a special church or in a special healing meeting or a special, you know, service. You can do it where you're at. I remember one of our students saying that she was in the library and she noticed someone having a panic attack. So she walked over to them and she said, you know, can I pray for you? So she said, you know, panic attack, stop in Jesus' name, anxiety, go and be filled with peace. And straight away, the girl's heart rate slowed down. She was at peace. She was calm. And our student was able to say, you know, what God has just done for you shows he loves you, cares for you, wants a relationship with you. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing. My dad is great for this. Do you know what? I stopped going to Tesco with him because we'd be in there so long because he'd pray for every like checkout person who's got a bad shoulder or something. So wherever you find yourself, do it on the go. Don't wait for a special service. You can pray for your friend, your neighbour, your colleague. In my research with my PhD, that's one of the major things I found. It's not just healing. It's not just pastors or leaders or even people with healing ministries, but it's normal people like you and me praying for friends and family and colleagues. So let's be aware of the people in our lives and go out and pray for them. And then tip number two, so number one's on the go wherever you are, and tip number two is pray like Jesus did. So when we look through the Gospels and how Jesus healed the sick, he prays authoritative type prayer. So he says, be clean, receive your healing, be healed. When Jesus prayed, he didn't pray like, oh God, please, 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 you know, if it's your will. It's never if it's God's will. It's always God's will to heal. God wants to heal and he can heal. So when we look at some passages in the Bible, Jesus healed like this. So for example, Mark 1, the man with leprosy, Jesus says, be healed. Mark 2, verse 9, the paralyzed man, Jesus says, stand up, pick up your mat and walk. Mark 3, verse 5, the man with a deformed hand, Jesus says, hold out your hand. Mark 10, verse 52, with blind Bartimaeus, he says, go, your faith has made you well. Luke 7, verse 14, the widow's son raised to life. He says, young man, I tell you, get up. The list is endless. Jesus has authority and he commands the healing. But that same authority that Jesus has, that same authority and power is given to us. When we are filled with his spirit, we have his authority. So when we are praying for people, we pray in Jesus' name because we are praying with Jesus' authority. It's not us who do the healing, it's all God, and we're praying with his authority. So we can also pray like Jesus did. We can just say, you know, in the name of Jesus, back be healed, a knee be healed in Jesus' name. We can pray those short, sharp, authoritative prayers using Jesus' name because it's his authority and it's his power. So once you pray for someone, you know, in the name of Jesus, shoulder be healed, receive your healing, amen. We can then ask them to test it out and say, how does it feel? If they think, oh, yeah, not quite better, you can pray again. Well, sure, let me pray again. Is that okay? It's very normal to see people healed straight away, and it's very normal for them to be healed after one or two prayers. That's totally fine. If someone feels, oh, do you know what, it's a little bit better, but not quite, then pray again. Thank God for the measure of healing that you've seen and pray again. So they're just two top tips. Pray on the go, wherever you are, whoever you're with, and use Jesus' name and authority and his style of praying. One last story to finish off. I was in the gym back in February, pre-COVID, and I have a friend who has a sister who has a boyfriend, and that boyfriend was in the gym, and we were having a little chat, how you doing? And he said, oh, do you know what? I'm having a bit of a rubbish workout because I have a terrible back. I'm in so much pain. And I said, well, I go to a church where we see lots of healing. Can I pray for you? He said, oh, yeah, that'd be nice. I said, can I pray for you now? He was like, what, in the gym? I was like, yeah, just a quick one. He said, oh, okay. So I said, in the name of Jesus, back be healed, receive your healing. Amen. He said, oh, thanks, Chloe, cheers. And he left straight away. I didn't have time to say, oh, is it better? How's it feeling? I think, you know, he might have been a bit embarrassed or whatever. So he just, oh, cheers, Chloe, thanks for that. And he walked off. Last week, so fast forward to now, COVID. Last week, my friend and her sister, so the two sisters, text me and said, hi, Chloe, my mum has just caught COVID. She's in the hospital. She's really poorly. My sister has asked, please, will you pray for my mum? I thought, wow, these people aren't Christians. I said, wow, that's amazing that they've asked me for prayer. I said, yeah, of course I'll be praying. You know, can I give her a call? Can I pray for her? And she said, well, the reason we ask is because when you prayed for my sister's boyfriend in the gym, he was completely better and he's been so much better since. So we want you to pray for Mum. Now, I did not even know that that happened. They never told me. He never told me he was healed. But months later, when the mum is not very well, they have come and asked for prayer. I just think that shows the power that God has. He can heal his body, our bodies, but it also reveals his love for us and his care. And now that has given me an opportunity to speak into that family's life and say, like God has healed your body, he wants to heal and restore the whole of your life. He has a plan and a purpose for you. He loves you. He died on the cross for you. When he rose again after dying on the cross, he defeated death and sin, so you no longer have to live in guilt or shame. Not only, once you put your trust in him, not only can you go to heaven once you said, yeah, Jesus, I believe in you, forgive me for my sins. Not only do you get to spend eternal life with God, but he has a plan and purpose for you now here on earth. He wants to give you love, his joy, his peace. He has a purpose for what he wants you to do with your life. And by praying for someone for healing, that opens up the opportunity to tell them that. And if you don't know Jesus today, I really want to encourage you. He loves you so much. He has a plan and purpose for you. He wants to heal your body, but he wants to heal your life as well and see you live in peace and have a purpose. So if you're in pain now, I'd love to pray for you. So if you just want to put a hand wherever it hurts, and I'm going to pray for you now. So if you just pray, Jesus, please heal me now. And Jesus, we just command your healing power into this body. Whoever is watching this right now who needs a touch of your presence, I pray that you heal their body. We speak to the sickness and the pain and we say, be gone in Jesus' name. Receive your healing. Amen. And if you've never given your life to Jesus and you want to, and you want that peace and that purpose and that love and that freedom, I'm going to pray a quick prayer now and you can pray it after me if you'd like to. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross. Forgive me for all the things I've done wrong. I give my life to you. Fill me with your Holy Spirit now and help me to live a life for you. In your name, amen. Amen. And if you've prayed that prayer today, or if you've been healed, I'd really encourage you to get in touch with Kieran or with a local church in your area and let them know that you've prayed or you've been healed. And if you're interested in learning more about healing, well, Bruce Collins has written an incredible book called Jesus's Gospel, Jesus's Way. It goes through all the theology of healing, but also gives real practical tips on how to do it. So if you're interested in more, I'd really, really recommend go on Amazon. Bruce Collins, Jesus Gospel, Jesus Way. Fantastic. Well, great. Well, thanks for allowing me to be with you all today. And I hope to meet you all one day soon. Okay, take care. Bye.